The Littlest Poems. I love reading haiku. The idea is to capture the essence, actually the feeling, of something in just a few words. Some of these are timeless. One chestnut, only one, is all his tiny hands can hold, my little baby son. This was written by a Japanese poet called Gomi. We were on a vacation to New Hampshire, and we stopped at a used bookstore. A book really kept calling to me, Little Pictures of Japan. It had haiku poems illustrated for young children. I love the little poems, and I love the pictures. I often look at this book. Energetically, haiku holds a very high vibration. After all, it's the essence of good, happy things. Some haiku poems are very intimate vignettes. Here's one by the great Japanese poet Basho. The old pond, ai. A frog leapt into it. List, the sound of water. But it's just as much fun to make them up yourself. I like to make up haiku my own way. Yes, there are rules for writing haiku, but I ignore them all. I just write one or two lines that are really beautiful. In a way, it's like tweeting mindfully. A new day. Cricket on the porch. Oatmeal on the stove. Perhaps you would like to make one of these littlest poems too. Just a handful of words.